Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Oh. Yes. The Run It Up mugs, man. Have you got one yet? You know what I noticed real quick, you guys? I noticed that every intro, I'm always like, have you got the mugs? Did you get the Run It Up mugs? Did you get the Project Park mugs? And I don't ever really, I mean, I do promote the other merch, but I'm always like, get the mugs. But there's also, you know, there's tees up there. There's hats up there. There's hoodies up there. There's long sleeves up there. I'm sure you guys know. You've seen skits. You've seen other times that I've mentioned it throughout here. But there's all kinds of stuff up there. But I got to tell you, though, the reason I promote the mugs so much is because when you drink out of these mugs, dude, these Side Project mugs are elevating. They're elevating your drinking experience. You know, like when you drink out of the Project Park mug, you're experiencing success. You're getting a little taste of success. You drink out of the Chazosaurus Rex mug, and you're getting a taste of glory. You know what I mean? Success, glory. And of course, the Run It Up mug, that's just pure sexualization. You know what I mean? Let's drink together. Let's take it. If you've got one, let's drink together, ladies and gentlemen. Run it up. Run it up. Run it tastes up. So good. Tastes so good. This week, I am sitting down with a gentleman who has his hands webbed up in many different aspects of creativity. I've had the pleasure of chatting with this man on several occasions about a few different things, so I'm actually glad that he's physically, well, I guess he's technically not physically here, but he's on the episode this week, and I'm absolutely stoked, man. He is a musician. He also writes screenplays, posting his content not only on IG, but also on his YouTube channel as well, where he wrote, directed, and starred in a Spider-Man short film. He is an amazing, pun intended, cosplayer who has been featured here as a previous cosplay of the week. He's an avid gym goer, a AAU gold medalist, as he's got to keep his body tight as he's out there fighting crime as your friendly Vegas Spider-Man. He's secretly Peter Parker. Let's give a round of applause and a warm welcome to, known on Instagram as Spectacular with two R's, dot Spider-Man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Hutch Wordsworth.
Hello, how are we doing?
How's it going, man?
Oh, dude, it is lovely. Honestly, I cannot complain. I'm living life to the fullest. Keeping my head down, working hard, and just, you know, staying positive.
Yes, man, I see that, dude. I never actually got the chance to congratulate you on a job well done and all the success that you've been having with your Spider-Man short film, dude. Suit Up. It's entitled Suit Up on your YouTube channel, man. That thing is awesome, dude. Racking up views like the title of a Drake album, man. You're doing you're out there, dude. Like you're getting it, man. I love it, dude. But seriously, it's a great project with much success, and we're definitely going to touch on it further in just a bit here. But before we do so, why don't we suit up and talk about your cosplay first, man. From a Spider-Man short film to Spider-Man cosplay, you were featured here as a cosplay of the week for Spider-Man. Your Instagram account is spectacular.spiderman. I'm getting this feeling that you like Spider-Man. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? I've been trying to figure it out. I just can't figure it out, dude. It's something. You know what I mean? I know it's a...
I absolutely love Spider-Man, man. Like, yes. I don't know. Ever since I was a young guy, man, it was just like something about it. I just gravitated to it. I think primarily as a young boy, it was the suit.
It's something as a young kid you gravitate towards Spider-Man as a young kid. Every kid loves Spider-Man.
I don't know, it's something about the red and blue, the big white eyes, mm-hmm. and just the mm-hmm. The lean physique, and just I think I've always been a guy who I kind of prioritize the swagger, you know, the drip.
Yeah.
And I feel like Spider-Man has a lot of swagger, the way he swings through the city, the acrobatics and his charm, his sharp wit. Like, there's a lot to like about the guy, and he's very stylish and very cool. And I think I always wanted to model my personality after that, you know, as a young boy, I wanted to model my personality after guys like Will Smith and the Fresh Prince and Peter Parker, and, you know, like just that cool, funny, but intelligent, you know, charismatic persona, you know?
Yes, exactly. I got a typical question for you, man, but I got to ask it, dude. When and how did cosplay start for you? And did it start with Spider-Man?
That's I think it's a great question still.
Thank you.
It did start with Spider-Man, actually.
Nice.
So it started last year in September. So it's almost going to be a year now that I've had my first legit, you know, theatrical grade Spider-Man suit. And I actually started with birthday parties. And then that blossomed into me doing the cosplay account, because I actually bought the suit in order to make the short film.
After
I got the suit for the short film, then it was about, you know, okay, maybe I can make some extra cash with the suit, mm-hmm. Make some kids' days. And I did that. And then finally I got around to shooting the short film. And it's just been an amazing journey since then. People really embraced me, which was, it made that kid inside me just smile. You know, like, it was like, wow, like, not only do I love Spider-Man, but people love me as Spider-Man. And they're embracing me. The community likes to see me suit up. So, it's been wonderful, man. And the next chapter will probably be Pattinson's Batman, because...
Nice, dude.
Hey, hot take, yes. Man. Pattinson is the greatest Batman ever in all existence.
Oh man, dude. I'm right there. I'm almost right there with you, but I still love Affleck, man. Affleck, but you know what? They're two completely different iterations, so I respect both. I respect both. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I'm kind of an asshole. Can I curse? Is that okay?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. No, we're all over the place here, man. The cursing is 100%. Yeah, you're good.
I don't like Affleck's Batman because I feel like it's so far off with the characterization. I think what a lot of people appreciate about Affleck's Batman is the fact that his suit had the proper build. It was really big. In reality, Ben Affleck wasn't really that big. It was a muscle suit. However, I think the look was great. The short ears, the stocky build. Yeah. He was very threatening. But him shooting guns and quipping all the time, I just can't count it. I can't validate it. It's not Batman. And I think the biggest problem with these corporations is that they don't respect these characters. They see them as a way to make a quick buck. But they don't respect him. And what I love about Matt Reeves and Pattinson is that they were like, you know what? Batman is loved for a reason. And this is who Batman is. And we're not going to pull any punches. We're going to make a Batman movie. And for that reason, I stand by my opinion that they crafted the greatest Batman we've ever seen. And I think in a couple of years, people will realize it.
No, I agree with you on the end of that for sure. 100%. They went back to, like, almost in a sense, dare I say, the basics. They went back to the beginning and brought you the detective Batman, from the comics and all of that. I mean, it was beautifully done. I can't argue anything about that. You know, there's a lot of people out there that I think they were expecting a little more. I mean, there's definitely action and everything in the Batman, but I think they were expecting like nonstop action and not the whole detective side of things for the people that didn't like it, you know, but I also, my rebuttal to that, but obviously not everybody sees everything. But my rebuttal to that was Matt Reeves announced that before the movie even came out that they were going the detective route. He warned those people who didn't like it ahead of time. This is going to be different. This is going to be a different Batman. You're going to experience something that you've never experienced before.
And this is why I appreciate that so much. And I feel like I'm very critical of the MCU and the DCEU because I'm a filmmaker, you know, and I think that it's more important to focus on your characters and your development of those characters in your films rather than spectacle. And I think the problem is that the MCU and the DCEU have spoon fed us all this, like, everything is hyper stylized and super jam packed with action and unnecessary comedy that I think people don't know how to sit still and just appreciate a film. And if you're watching the Batman for action, you're missing out because there's so much that's going on with Pattinson's body language and his facial expressions and all the nuances. If you watch that movie for the nuances rather than the action, you're gonna walk away from that movie well fed. Yes. And I think that's the problem is that people, they don't know how to sit down and just relax and just really focus and
take it all
their
in.
Brain on. Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah. You're nailing it. I've said things like that in past episodes before. You are absolutely nailing it. I'm glad to see that you're one of those people that understand that. You know, I really do think it's true, especially with, it happens in both. I was going to say one or the other, but it really does happen in both Marvel and DC. The unnecessary comedy, like there's ways to go about it where you can throw something in and make people like laugh real quick and then keep it moving. And it
like,
fits.
Like in the Batman when he was like,
there's a lot of them in the Batman.
He's like, thumb drive.
Yes, exactly.
Like that
exactly.
was funny to me, you know, yes. but it was like, it yes. was, it made, and that's another thing. I think the problem is that like you can throw humor in anywhere you want, but it has to be natural humor. And what I mean by that is like the Batman has a certain personality, a certain persona where his comedy needs to be crafted differently. And that's what turned me off completely about this DC Batman was that he was quipping like he was freaking, I don't know, like the Human Torch. Like that's not who Batman is. And what was cool about this movie is that Pattinson's Batman was funny in multiple instances, but it was the way Bruce Wayne's humor should be. Mm-hmm. And he was very dry, you know?
Yeah.
And like when he was like, who's the mustache with the broken nose? That's something I can hear him saying, you know?
Yep. And the same thing with when Gordon was like, you could have pulled the punches, and he's like, I did. You know what I mean? Like even just that little moment, that's funny. Yeah. Like it's funny. I feel like DC, Marvel, these executives, they want to throw in these quick comedy things for quick cash grabs because I agree with you, which I've said before myself. I think people, the attention spans too. They're too short.
Yeah,
so it's like they feel like they have to constantly, and maybe they do. Maybe it's a little bit of they feel like, and maybe it's a little bit of they do. So they try to find some middle ground, but it doesn't work.
It's also about training your audience. That's what I hate about the state of art these days, that people are always like, well, it won't work unless we do this. This is what the people want. It's like, well, as for me as a filmmaker, like I'd rather my stuff flop and the people who understand it gravitate to it. Cause like at the end of the day, I get it. We got to make money, but I don't want to sabotage my artistic drive and my artistic vision for just what the masses want. I'd rather exclude 100,000 people and have 5,000 people like what I'm doing,
right?
You know, because then I know I can be myself here. And I think that's what Matthews did. And I don't want him to change the formula.
Yes.
Ironically enough, I thought there could have been more action because I wanted to see it was only because the fight scenes were so good that I wanted more, but I think it was still perfect the way he did it. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I really loved it. And I'm looking forward to what can be done with the sequels and everything. Real quick, even though it's like totally not part of the episode or anything, but since we're talking about it, I got to ask, how did you feel about the controversial Joker? Barry Keoghan, or I always forget how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
But his Joker, and I mean, just about it as a whole, and then also like the inclusion of it. Do you feel, because that's where people are divided too. There's some people that were like, I love that it was included, and then there's a group of people that are like, I don't even think it should have been included at all. It takes away from the spotlight that the Riddler was doing and all this.
Yeah.
You know, that should have been maybe later. Where do you lie on that?
Great question, man. Here's where I stand with it. The Joker is such an iconic figure, and sorry, can you help me out? I don't know why I'm forgetting his name now. I usually remember it, but the Joker voice actor from the animated series.
Mark Hamill.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark Hamill has literally like stained the Joker. Like there's no one else who can ever play him the way he does aside from, like, there's no one else who could compare to Mark Hamill's take on Joker aside from Heath Ledger in a way. And I think my problem with Barry Keoghan's
I've always figured how to pronounce his name.
My problem with his portrayal is that the Joker is like this very charming and witty and sporadic character. And his felt a little too subdued. His take felt a little too like calm. And I think the only other really good one that I feel like nailed it was the Joker in Batman Arkham Origins.
Right. Yes.
He nailed it to the wall. And it's like you there's certain characters that you can kind of like have creative liberties with and change up the way they act. But with the Joker, I don't really think there's room to do that because it's just perfect the way Mark Hamill has made him.
Yeah.
And I think you really have, I think the best you can do if you're not Heath Ledger is really like try to recreate that essence, because without it, it just doesn't feel like him. I didn't like the Joker, the movie. I thought it was just a drawn out music video because the dialogue was really bare. It was very cliche. There was nothing to really say. There was no dialogue in the Joker that was like, huh, this made me think. And their characterization of the Joker was very like, he wallowed in self-pity and he wasn't charming. He wasn't funny. So it was like, what are you doing? Because if you watch anything from the with the Joker in it, he's always funny and he's always twisted and he's always charming. Like, whether you like him or not, you know what he's doing is wrong. You know he's got these like split personalities. He can be loving to Harley Quinn one moment and be really aggressive and abusive to her in the next moment. But there's still this charm to him that makes you want to watch him. And I feel like the Joker movie missed that. And I feel like this Barry version of the Joker, I think it'll be good for Matt Reeves' universe, but it doesn't jump off the screen for me.
Gotcha.
That's the Joker.
And I'll tell you, while we're on the topic of the Joker, I'll tell you right now what they're going to be doing with the Joker sequel with Joaquin Phoenix. I don't want a musical. Did you hear about that? They're making it a musical. Yeah. And it's rumored right now that Lady Gaga is going to be playing Harley Quinn. So Lady Gaga is Harley Quinn, and it's supposed to be a musical. And I don't know. There's people that are on board with it because they're saying, well, you know what? This could be, we're just taking it. We don't know what the details are. You know what it entails. It could be a dark, twisted, like it's all happening in his mind. And look,
I'm going to log off this Zoom call because you told me that.
I get what people are saying. And I'm sorry if there's people tuning in that really want that, because I did a poll and there was a decent amount of people that did want it, but no, still won in the poll, but there was more than I thought. So I know there's people that tune in that want that. I'm sorry, man. We can all have our opinions. It's cool if you want it, but I just don't want, even if it's like all occurring in his mind, which is the speculation right now. And it's like, it's some crazy thing that he's just thinking up and it's not really happening. I don't care. I don't want to sit through a fucking Joker musical, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he said, I don't care.
I don't, man. I just don't want it, dude. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are for it, because I was reading comments too, and a lot of them were like, oh, this could be really cool. So I don't know where the minority lies and in which way, but I'm not for it, man. It's just not what
minority?
I want.
Minority? Did you say that? Because I'm black.
Nah, not even, bro.
I'm on board with you, bro. That sounds terrifying. Yeah.
No, it's not for me at all, man. We got totally sidetracked, but I love the conversation. But I do want to talk to you about your stuff, man, because you know what I dig about your content is that you can tell that you love what you're doing, man. Like it shows it, and at least that's the vibe that you give off. You know, that's the vibe that I get. You can tell that you love being suited up, playing the part, having a good time. I mean, and you can tell from like the responses that you from comments that you get, how you reply to people and respond to them, that you appreciate it. You know, I appreciate that. I'm all about, you know, moving forward together and working with each other. Yeah, man.
I love that you feel that way, because I totally hate it. I don't love it.
So I'm doing a good job at acting. You know what I mean? That's how you feel. I'm doing a good job at acting because I hate this shit.
I do love it, bro. I love it with all my heart. And that's another thing, man. Since we were talking about like accuracy and character portrayals, look, I like to play Peter Parker because that's what I grew up on. Miles Morales wasn't created until about 2008. So my whole life, I grew up on Peter Parker. I don't believe in things being limited by the color of your skin or whatever. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's all about the characterization. And so that's why I like to cosplay as Peter Parker. I did my story, this suit up as a black Peter Parker, because look, at the end of the day, as long as the spirit's there and the morals and the ethics and the personality traits are there, I don't think it matters what skin color you have. But it's just, I love the character, man. And there's so much about him that just connects to me. And, you know, with him being, you know, somebody who was very unsure of himself as a younger guy, and then, you know, gets powers and starts to grow into himself and feel more confident and powerful. That's relatable. Like, I feel like that's relatable for anyone. And I've felt that way in my life, you know, like I was really shy and anxious in high school. And, you know, once I got into music and got into dancing, I started being more confident and feeling myself more.
I agree. You've got these photos, which are done by Laser_Beamer on Instagram, where you have the mask off. The caption says, "Every hero has a breaking point." You've got your hand on your head. You can see the emotion in your face. You've even got some other shots where you're like hanging off the side of a staircase, very Spidey-like. Once again, a shot with the mask off, showcasing the emotion. I mean, you do what seems like all you can, which may even just come natural to you, to embody Peter Parker and his shows. And that's one of the things that I was going to ask you, but you kind of already answered it, is what is it about Peter that resonates with you so much? You know, and why Spider-Man? Why did you choose to focus on Spider-Man? I mean, you kind of already answered it, but I mean, as far as cosplay goes, why did you choose to focus on Spider-Man within your cosplay. Is it for the same reasons that you already discussed?
Yeah, I can add another little tidbit in there. It's going to be a little bit of me stroking my ego. But first off, the big reason I chose Spider-Man is just because, like you said, I've always loved the character. I've always been obsessed with him. You know, I got the Spider-Man mask right here.
There you go. Nice. Yes.
I've always been obsessed with him. And it just had to be that way. There was like, I always dreamed. So this is something I haven't really said, but I think you can kind of like, you can get there on your own knowing how much I love the character. But as a young kid, I always dreamed of having a real Spider-Man suit. When I used to watch the Sam Raimi films, I was like, my God, what it would be like to actually put that on and look at yourself in the mirror. I was like, that would be insane. Yep. Like, it didn't even feel like a reality that could come true.
Yep. So I got that same feeling in the theater when I watched the first Spider-Man. That's exactly how I felt. Yep. I remember being a kid and hopping on like the railing. There was this railing in the theater. And I remember hopping on the railing, doing the Spider-Man pose in the theater when the credits were rolling. I was hyped, man. I was hyped, you know?
Totally. And like, so that was a big reason that I wanted to get the suit. But another reason was also because I've been in the gym since I was about 20 years old. I'm turning 27 this year. And I've always had a lean physique, and actually getting in the gym was inspired by Spider-Man. Like literally my whole personality basically, but like I always saw the drawings and the comics and how ripped he was, but like still lean and athletic.
Right.
I was like, I want to look like that. And so it got to a point where I did look like that. And like I said, I'm very analytical. And one thing I haven't really liked is that live action, we've never gotten the Spider-Man physique that we deserve. Yeah. And that's no shot to the actors. I think every actor has done their part to put on a great representation.
Right. Would you say Tom Holland would be the closest physique though, or would you not think so?
No, I would say it'd probably be Toby, because he had a little more bulk. But the thing is that the movies have made Spider-Man out to be this really skinny guy, but he's actually
kind
like shredded.
Yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah.
He's shredded, bro. Like he's big. Yeah. Like, in real life, he'd be like really threatening. And not to toot my own horn too much, but I feel like I have that physique that we're supposed to see, you know, like, but that's just because I'm a bodybuilder. Like I've been in the gym for a long time and I understand how much time and effort it takes to get there. But the greatest thing that I've been able to achieve is that Spider-Man physique. And I see that when I go to these birthday parties and people, they meet me on Fremont out here in Vegas, they always tell me that. They're like, you look like Spider-Man. And I know it's because I have the physique for it. Let me pull up. We could pull up right there. Like, you know,
No, he's built. He's built, dude. Yeah.
That was another thing. It was like, I knew like when it came time to actually put on the suit that I would have the physique that I deem, preferable for the suit,
Peter?
Yeah?
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
We were talking about some DC stuff earlier, so it's a perfect little segue here. You did a crossover joint with Marvel and DC with another cosplay, Hannah Elaine, who I've talked to a few times here and there on Instagram as well. She's a great person. She's awesome, man. Hannah Elaine underscore XOXO. I'll throw it up on the screen so you can follow. Where she's Wonder Woman and you're Spider-Man. And there's this this one shot. Photos are by Rarely Shoots on Instagram as well, where you're on the ground. She's standing with one foot on top of your back. Yeah, dude. And the caption says, I took it easy on her. She's new to this whole heroism thing. I thought that was fucking perfect, man. I thought that was awesome, dude. How did that photo shoot come about, dude? Are you guys friends? Did you meet through cosplay? I mean, what brought that crossover situation together?
Thank you. Shout out to her, man. She's really cool, really great girl. You know, funny moment, real quick side story before I go into that. There was a moment where I make sure that I wear the bodybuilder trunks when I wear my Spider-Man suit, because you can't see like the line. Because if I wear briefs, you can see the line on my thigh showing that I have underwear on. So I like a, you know, sleek uniform look.
Yeah.
So I wear the bodybuilder trunks that keep everything really nice and compact, so you can't see too much bulge and it's all weird. I don't like that. But this guy, we're walking back from Fremont to the rendezvous spot where we all met up, and this guy walks past us and he's like, hey Spider-Man, where's your dick? And I'm like, well, thanks for telling me that you can't see it, because that's the point. But he's trying to be a dick. And she stood up for me. She was like, I forget what she said, but she was like, where's yours? Or something like that. And I was
Comeback. Like, right, quick with it. Yeah, that's dope, though, man. That's dope, though. Tight. Yeah.
But, man. Yeah, we met through Instagram. She saw some of my posts and she showed love. And she's like, I love you. You know, she's like, I feel like I'm seeing the real Spider-Man, blah, blah. She's
that's
like,
awesome.
Give me props. And, then I just told her, I was like, yeah, we should do a photo shoot with you as Wonder Woman, because I saw her Wonder Woman photos. And she's like, I'm down. And we just met up and we got it done.
Since we got a little DC going on here with Wonder Woman, and you did mention a little bit about Pattinson's Batman there, any plans for DC Universe cosplay? Are you looking to do anything else? You did mention Pattinson. So what's that looking like for you as far as DC cosplay goes?
Batman is probably going to be the first one I do. I do, now that I have the blonde hair, I really do like The Boys, and I like Homelander's character.
Yes.
He's so despicable, but like the actor plays him is so good. So
yes, man, that would be awesome, dude. I'm so stoked. Oh man, if you do that, I'm so stoked, dude. Because I just finished The Boys right now, so I'm like super hyped up on it still. You know
still
what I mean?
In there, right?
Man. It makes me want to go back and watch the whole thing all over again because I want so much more, man.
And you should.
It's so great, dude. Aside from DC. And aside from your focus on Spider-Man, is there anyone else within Marvel that you've ever wanted to cosplay, or anyone else that you maybe plan on doing? Anything that you'd like to talk about here today, if there is any thoughts?
I'd love to probably cosplay Human Torch, because like I said, I really like the characters who are like a little cocky, a little full of themselves, you know, got the swagger, you know. I like style, man. It's I don't like a boring hero. I'm not a big fan of Superman or Captain America, because I feel like they can just be too like serious, and you know,
but yes, I know what you mean. That's awesome. Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, Deadpool, why haven't I? Deadpool is a
That's Deadpool, awesome,
my
dude.
God,
Deadpool is always a great choice, man.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool, fire.
I know, dude. I know. How do you feel about him being, you know, part of the MCU now, though, dude? They keep claiming that they're not going to tone it down. It's still going to be rated R. But, you know, there's that speculation, because it's Disney, dude. It's Disney.
And they said Moon Knight was, like, not going to be, like, PG.
Right.
We've seen what happened to Moon Knight.
It was, As much as I loved Moon Knight, I loved it. I enjoyed it for what it was. But it wasn't really accurate to the comics. You know what I mean? Moon Knight is brutal, man. He's brutal. He's gory. He's like, I don't necessarily want to say another Deadpool, because there's a lot that he's not like Deadpool, but I mean like the gore, the brutality, stuff like that, that aspect, you know what I mean? So if they couldn't do that with Moon Knight, it just makes you worry about what they're going to do with Deadpool. You know what I'm saying?
Just makes you worry.
You know what I mean? But I also feel like there's certain potential with Deadpool coming into the MCU, though, like with what they can do with Deadpool's comedy, I guess you could say, the things that he could touch on with the multiverse, you know, different Spider-Men. Like there's a lot of jokes that could be cracked in a very Ryan Reynolds way that could be really cool, and maybe having different cameos and stuff like that could be fulfilling.
The thing is, bro, is that like we just need more independent filmmakers who have a vision, and we need these studios to trust them, bro. I'm done. Like
yes,
I don't watch
100%.
I don't watch any MCU material anymore. I won't watch Thor. I absolutely and I mean this with all my heart, I love Chris Hemsworth as Thor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
me too.
We need writers and directors who have a real grounded vision. The reason Batman was so good is because in the Batman, bro, we have a moment where Batman is listening to the audio of Selina's friend being murdered. And they play that audio the whole time. And I'm not saying that as some like twisted sociopath who needs to hear that.
But I feel you.
What I'm trying to say, though, is that like they're willing to go there and show you the rawness of how it would be in real life. The fact that Batman is so cold and so calculated and so driven that he can sit through that without batting an eye and then get right back to the mission. Like, I need that depth, that nuance, that real fear. That's another thing, too. These stakes for all these MCU movies are so low and they're terrible. Like, bro, I know the protagonist is going to get out of this unscathed. Okay.
Right.
You know, I didn't know the girl was going to really be offed. And when they really offed her in the Batman, I was like, oh, Yes. She finds her dead body in the trunk. Like, mm-hmm. I need that real death, because if your characters can't even experience any real fear, how mm-hmm. am I going to experience it? And if I can't experience it,
yep.
then it's not good. Like,
that's just not what we're going to get from Disney, because it's Disney. That's not what we're going to get from yeah. Marvel, because it's Disney. You know what I mean? We're just not going to get that. And that's also why, I mean, I guess this is like their way of doing it, but it's not exactly the same thing as what you're describing. But like, that's one of the reasons, why I did like Infinity War, though, with the way that it ended.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where it ended with like Thanos won. You know what I mean?
And that
I
know felt they, good. You know,
it did. It really did. It like it felt amazing to sit there and watch him walk up, sit down, and that's how that motherfucker ended. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you were like, of course we didn't want him to win. But yeah. because that's the thing, bro. It's like, you can't be afraid to subvert your audience's expectations. Like, you don't need yes. to please them all the time. Like, mm-hmm. like I like when stories do things with the characters and I'm like, oh, because now I know yes. I'm emotionally invested.
Exactly. And, sometimes you don't know what you want either. Sometimes you always, what you Facts. Think you want may not be Facts. What you actually want. And if, right. if they're doing something creative and they show you something that resonates with you and you're like, holy shit, I didn't expect that. Or, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that. And then it happens and you're like, oh man, I love that. Which is, once again, bringing it back for the sake of examples for Marvel with Thanos. Like that whole ending sequence, he's just beating the shit out of everybody and he's just winning. And I remember sitting there going like, no way, because you also have this like, What would it be, if I'm using the right terminology, would it be like a preconceived notion of like, well, they're going to get out of this, just like you said, right. you know what I mean? Like, we mm-hmm. know they're going to get out of this. Like, something's going to happen, and they're going to beat Thanos right here, right now. You know what I mean? And it didn't happen, and that resonated with me, and it just made me feel good, where I was like, holy right. shit, like, I can't believe
dude,
this.
The only time an MCU movie has ever made me jump out of my seat, it was the hardest moment, and I think it was Infinity War, when he just levels Hulk, bro. And you're like, and Hulk is like yeah. going in. And you yes, think Hulk's dude. Got it. And then yes. he's like, let him have his fun. And then he was yes. like, all right, we're done. The monster of that made me feel good. Because yes. I was like, we've never seen Hulk vulnerable like that.
Right.
And Thanos is like, bro, you're not that guy.
Yes, like, dude, I love
the main character.
Yeah, I still stand by a lot of people. Some people argue with me on this one, but I still stand by Infinity War was so much better than Endgame, in my personal
facts,
opinion, man.
Facts.
So much better. I love Endgame. Don't get me wrong. I love it for what it is and all that stuff. But Infinity War just, it had so much more of those like, oh shit moments. You know what I mean? Like, oh damn. It had exactly what kind of you're saying. It had those moments where it just twisted your expectations, you know, especially for like a Marvel film. You know what I worry about too is the X-Men coming into Marvel. X-Men is one of my favorites ever, and I have a couple worries with them, and specifically with Wolverine, because Wolverine's another one that's, you know, it's brutal. He's clawing people. He's cutting them apart. He's stabbing them. Is Marvel going to show that? You know, because
the Logan,
X-Men.
Oh my God, Logan.
You know, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like they have the bar's kind of set high too for Wolverine in films. You know what I mean? So that's my yep. concern. I'm so happy that the X-Men are happening. I can't wait for it to happen. X-Men are one of my favorite just ensembles as a whole in Marvel, and one of my favorite group of superheroes ever. I grew up, excuse me, just loving the X-Men like crazy. But I do worry, my same worries that I had with Moon Knight and Deadpool, I have with how Marvel's going to do Wolverine. You know, I worry about that a little bit.
Okay, bub.
But since we're talking about film work, man, you're a cosplayer, you're a Spider-Man cosplayer, and you've taken that love for Spider-Man, that love for cosplay, that art of embodying a character, and you've taken it a step further with your short film entitled Suit Up. You wrote this, you directed it, you starred in it as Peter Parker/Spider-Man. This dropped on November 5th, 2021, a day after my birthday, actually, and the anniversary of this episode, both yes. on the same day. To much success, man. But how did it all start? For the people that are unaware, if you could please give them a quick synopsis of what the film is about, and then go ahead and tell us, like, you know, how did it all start, man? What brought you to want to do a short film centered around Spider-Man?
Dude, thank you, bro. Thank you. You're awesome. You're great at this, bro.
Oh, because, thank you, man. I appreciate it, dude. Thank you, man.
It started. So, all right, peak game. So, Spider-Man is a hard character to try to bring to the live screen. The dude does too much, bro. Backflips, shooting webs. I'm like, bro, I can't do any of that. I can't do any of that. So let's just start there. So I was like, okay, I got the physique for it. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty witty guy. I can write the dialogue. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right. I need to do something very short form To just get my feet wet and kind of see what I could create. So right. That's where the concept came from. I was like, okay, what if Spider-Man has a paper that's due? He hasn't turned it in. And he gets a phone call from Dr. Connors, his professor. And he's like, where's your paper at? And he's like, oh, you know what? I've been so busy with the Bugle. That's why in the beginning, it starts off with me as Peter Parker taking photos. And then right after he gets off the phone with his professor, he realizes that there's a crime nearby that he has to get to. And then it's like, mm-hmm. I'm going to spoil it, but it's like, it's only 7 minutes, whatever. And it's like, oh crap, my web fluid's out. And I don't have any spare web cartridges.
Yes,
so it's like, I just thought like that would be cool because Spider-Man has always had to balance his double life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I don't want to start off the gate with special effects, because if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do mm-hmm. it well.
Yeah,
I don't want to half-ass it, and I don't want it to be bad just because it's the first time I did it, you know? And that's why, if you can tell, the audio may not be the best for Suit Up because I didn't have a boom mic yet. Got it now.
Yeah, what you got now. Yeah.
But as for like the cinematography and the mm-hmm. shot composition, it was all pretty on par. And it was just, what was more important to me was creating a story that had quality.
Yeah.
And so it was just, how can I make a short story that feels like Peter Parker, gets that job done, and still is a Spider-Man short film, you know? And it was just, all right, he has to take an Uber to the crime scene.
Right.
Uber driver turns out to be a really big fan, you know? And it's like,
and it
was like, I wanted to have the little quips in between and the little funny mm-hmm. stuff. And it was like, it was really cool because everything you see in the car was all off the top. I didn't write that
nice.
Stuff.
Nice, man. Sometimes you got to improv moments. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just in the moment. That's where you get some of the best shit, you know?
And dude, one of the best jokes in there that I don't feel like gets enough credit is when I'm like, because, you know, I don't know if you stay up to date with basketball, but you know,
not really. I'm not a big, big sports guy, but I know things here and there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Brooklyn Nets, they had Kevin Durant. They had, mm-hmm. What's his name? Kyrie Irving. They had mm-hmm. James Harden. All mm-hmm. on one team. I think there's another guy I'm missing, but all these guys are superstars. So they're a super team. So, and we know about the Avengers being a super team, blah, blah, blah. So
when
I'm in the car and I pull out one of the comics I'm looking at, and I'm like, you know, they say the Brooklyn Nets are a super team, but I never got a call.
Yeah, I caught that. Yeah. I caught that. Yeah. Yeah, I caught that. Like,
no, I'm like, they said the Brooklyn Nets are a super team, but I wasn't drafted. Never gonna call. And it's like, I thought that was witty, you know?
It's like something you said, but
that was all improv.
You know, they say the Brooklyn Nets are a super team, but I was never drafted.
That's what I was going to say is you brought like that comedy aspect of Peter Parker to this perfectly. It's got those like quirky Parker moments. It's got those witty one-liners. It's got that almost those awkward type moments as well that just make you smile when you're watching it. You know, when you were writing for this project and putting things together, were there any comic or movie or even animated inspirations that you took from that you were like, I gotta, you know, I always loved this. This always resonated with me. I gotta include these little things, you know, or whatever it may be.
That's a great question. So first off, one of the biggest variations was I have the exact same camera that Andrew Garfield uses in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Shit. Really?
So I didn't notice that.
Oh,
that's the camera
damn.
That I'm using. Yeah, it's the
nice.
Same one.
Nice.
So that's the first thing. And then the second thing, well, it's still, so both inspirations are technically from His Amazing Spider-Man because I love Andrew Garfield. He's the greatest Spider-Man to me. But the outfit that I'm wearing, it's both inspired by The Amazing Spider-Man and Spectacular Spider-Man. More Spectacular Spider-Man because I have the cargo pants, but if you look at the promotional images of Spectacular Spider-Man, the cartoon, he's wearing the blue shirt with the gray undersleeve and the khaki cargo pants. Yeah. And so that's the outfit that I have on. And also in The Amazing Spider-Man, minus the cargo pants, Andrew Garfield's wearing the same top. He's got the blue shirt and the gray undershirt when he's sitting on top of the roof, and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, homework. So that
nice.
I made sure to get that outfit and like do the whole thing, and some people noticed it, and I was like,
that's dope. Hell yeah, man, that's awesome, dude. Well, let's go ahead and let's take a look at the trailer. The full thing is out right now, but I'm not going to obviously showcase the full thing here, you know what I mean? So I'm going to throw up a trailer for you guys, for those who maybe haven't seen it, and then after watching the trailer and then after finishing this episode, stay here first because we're going to talk about more, and then after finishing this episode, go ahead and head over to the YouTube channel. You can check out the full thing. So here's the trailer for Hutch Wordsworth, Spider-Man short film, Suit Up. Enjoy.
I have no Shinabian and Linux.
Your paper on fusion was due yesterday, and I have yet to receive it. Now, would you do me the kindness of enlightening me as to why that is?
Oh, zippers. So many zippers.
Looks like it's time for me to take out my unresolved issues on unsuspecting criminals. It's not as if I have a paper that's due in T-minus 72 hours, but we'll cross that cobweb when we get there.
Whoa. So are there any plans to expand on this project, man, or any other Spider-Man film projects that you have in mind for the future? I mean, what's the future look like for Spider-Man for you in film?
This next one, man, is so good, bro. And I just... I'm working with a cinematographer right now exclusively. His name is DeMilla. Mm-hmm. Really great guy. If you get the chance, go ahead and follow him on Instagram. Check him out. Check out his content. He's shooting my other short film, Family Code, right now.
Yep.
But this next Spider-Man project, man, it's called Double Life, a Spider-Man short film. So a lot of my Spider-Man short films, for sake of being found on YouTube, are going to mm-hmm. have the title, the colon, and then Spider-Man short film.
Right.
So this one's called Double Life, a Spider-Man short film. And the synopsis, without giving away too much, is basically Spider-Man stops a robbery at a local store mm-hmm. and he runs into an unsuspecting foe, somebody that he would have never thought he'd run into. On top of that, he's got to make it to his date with Liz Allen, the mm-hmm. girl that he ends up that he dates in the comics briefly, but this my version, they've got a much longer, much more serious relationship.
Interesting.
And it's the same double life, you know, ordeal where he can't be two places at once, and he has to make a choice. Mm-hmm. But to be present in one person's life, he has to lose a lot and sacrifice something that he could never imagine he would have to sacrifice and that he would not choose to sacrifice. And it brings him to his lowest point. It brings him to his lowest point. It's a romance story. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of heartache, a lot of tragedy, but it's funny. It's funny. And
that's what I was going to say. This one seems a little bit more fleshed out and a little bit mm-hmm. more drama, a little bit more, you know, emotion going in it, is where Suit Up had a little bit more of the comedy aspect of it. So I mean, it's cool. You're showcasing both sides. You know what I mean? I dig that.
Oh yeah, man. And this one is very near and dear to me because like I said before, it's important to show the whole scope. It's important to show every dimension of a character. And I think that this short film really does that. It really does that. And it's actually the story is heavily inspired by Spectacular Spider-Man number 310, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. And if you read that one, you can kind of see where this one would go. All I've added is the character Liz Allen and their relationship, something that was completely original from me, but it's heavily inspired by that version. And yeah, there's a lot of different characters in it. I have people that I've already considered for the roles. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost a lot because this one's a really lengthy one. It's probably going to be the same length as the Family Code. So it'll probably be around mm-hmm. 12 minutes, maybe even longer, maybe 15. But yeah, it's a really heartfelt story and it doesn't pull any punches for sure.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Make sure you guys stay up to date with the YouTube channel, The Spidey Cinema Club, where you can watch Suit Up right now and where you'll also be able to get everything that Hutch is doing. Make sure you check it out, like it, subscribe, shoot your thoughts in the comments and let him know that you want more. Make sure you run it up, hit those likes, hit those subscribes.
I have a song called Run It Up too.
I know. I saw that. I had a feeling. I was like, I'm going to do the run it up shtick that I do throughout this episode and the people that tune in know, but I was like, I don't know if Hutch knows. He's probably going to think I'm promoting his song.
While you're watching it, I want to make sure you drink some coffee from your Run
exactly.
It Up mug.
Exactly, dude. We're going to have to do a little collab there, you know what I mean? Promote the song and the mug and everything, man. Which, speaking a little bit more, at least for your on your film work, man, you're working on, once again, written and directed by yourself, as well as you star in a mafia-inspired short entitled The Family Code. And you know what? I got to... I gotta tell you, Hutch, man, as an Italian myself, you know, man.
Okay,
as an Italian myself, from Brooklyn at that, you know, I come from an era where today's kids, you know, they just wouldn't quite understand, man. You know, I've seen some shots, the scenes that you posted of this. And Hutch, I gotta tell you, I gotta talk to you about something, man. You know, I just feel like there's a little bit of a shortage in this film. And I know you may be asking, is that a paper towel roll? It is, but you'd be surprised in the right hands, the things that could happen with this paper towel roll. I gotta tell you though, I feel like there's a shortage in this film of blue-eyed, dark-haired Italian guys. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm just playing with you, man. I'm just playing with you, brother. I think this thing is awesome, dude. I know you know that I commented on it before, and I said I was looking forward to it and everything, dude. I'm excited to see what you do with this. I'm excited to see where you take it, because I'm a big mob fan, a big like mafia fan.
I would like to personally thank you for giving me your blessing.
Yes, okay? Man.
Not that I need your fucking blessing, all right? Because I'm Damiano Morelli.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
But you know what? I do appreciate it.
I love it, man. I love it, dude. It's coming together great, dude. It's shot so greatly. That's one of the other things that I really noticed about it, is it is beautifully done, dude. What can we expect from The Family Code, dude? I mean, what's going on and what's it about?
Mm, bro, I've been waiting to talk about this. I love it. So to give you a quick backstory, I know we don't have much time left, but I can't give you the backstory without spoiling because I want you to be able to experience the twist.
Right.
And it's like, wow, you know, so I won't give you the backstory, but basically I'll tell you this. I've always loved mobster movies because I like the psychology about it. These guys are usually so depraved and just twisted. But then they have like this swagger to them that's very like charming, you know, a way you would probably want to carry yourself as a man, the whole murdering people and extortion and all that. But but you know, there's something just so intriguing about these films, especially if Martin Scorsese wrote it, you know.
Right.
So this is kind of like my nod to those films, to films like Goodfellas, The Irishman, Casino, you know, all that. And basically the story is I'm playing Damiano Morelli, head of the Morelli family.
Yep.
And now there's this prick. He's been doing something behind our backs that he knows is not accepted. It's explicitly prohibited to do this thing that I'm talking about right now. I won't spoil it for you guys, but you know, you can watch it when a movie comes out.
Nice.
But he did this thing. We're sitting down with him at this table at Giuseppe's. It's a place I like to go to a lot. You know, I got this nice little broad there that I like to talk to. I flirt with a little bit. Her name is Andrea.
There's always an Andrea, you
always
know?
Always an Andrea. But we had to sit down with him and we let him know what you did cannot be forgiven. And
there
now,
we go, yes.
You know, your induction into the Morelli family has been retracted. You know, go to Target where you was working at before you started working for me.
yes, yeah. Man.
So,
awesome, brother.
So we have a sit down with him. It's a comedy. It's a parody. Because it's not about extortion. It's not about him owing me money per se. It's something else. But it was just, I thought these guys are always so pissed off about things that are pretty serious in nature. What if he was pissed off about something that was just so goofy, but it felt real? Because it's not shot like a comedy. Like there's a lot of funny moments in it, you know? I wanted it to feel like those real mafia films, you know? Yeah. And a lot of the times in those films, there is comedy, but it's natural humor. It's stuff that like is not in your face. Like, oh, check out this joke. It's just like, he said that. He really said that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's kind of got that vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. This is an area of expertise for me, man, an area of high interest, something that I know pretty well, the ins and outs from the true stories to the documentaries, to the films and everything in between. I'm a huge fan of Goodfellas. I mean, cult classic, the Godfather, even give me The Irishman, I loved it. The Family, A Bronx Tale, The Departed. Road to Perdition is an underrated mafia film. It's an Irish one, though.
I haven't even heard of it.
Underrated. It features Tom Hanks. It's a younger Tom Hanks, but he's not too young, but I mean, it's years ago. Road to Perdition is a really good one, man. It's a different take because it's an Irish mob. But it's a different take. You got to watch it, man. It's really good. I think I think it might be. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it is anymore, but it was at some point. But what are some of your favorite mob movies, man? Are you pulling any information, any inspiration from any other mob movies from doing yours? You know?
Yeah. You know what's, bro? You know what's crazy? A full circle moment. I kid you not, bro. I cannot make this up. While we were shooting The Family Code on, I think was the third day, they were playing Goodfellas in the bar in the restaurant that we were shooting at.
Nice, nice.
Crazy,
yeah.
Bro. And it's crazy too because he just, there's something that happens to me when I feel like I have pressure when I'm like being interviewed where I forget names. But the actor who plays Henry in Goodfellas has just recently died.
Oh. Ray Liotta. Yeah.
And dude, yeah. Also another big inspiration that I didn't mention, The Sopranos. Right. And Tony Sirico, or however you say his
that's
name.
That's who I was going to say. Yeah. Tony Sirico.
He recently died. And that hurt.
That's what I was. Yeah.
Holy Walnuts. My favorite main guy.
What are we looking for as a release date for this, man? When can people expect it?
I don't have one yet because I've yet to finish the film in its entirety. So once I finish the film, I'm going to edit the complete film until it's where I need it to be, how I like it, where it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'll then make the trailer because I need the whole film to be put together before I can put the trailer out because I want to know which scenes I'm going to take. And then once I put the trailer out, I have a release date. But I'm looking at maybe August or September, probably.
Nice. Nice, man. Hell yeah, dude.
Because after it's done, I want to build up anticipation, so I won't put it out immediately.
Right. And you said it's going to be about like 12 minutes?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. Nice,
man. It's good, dude. Like, honestly, like, I'm really proud of it. The dialogue is on point. It's very funny. There's some really great moments. Like, I don't know if you saw, but there's a clip where, I can't even say that because that'll spoil it too much. Let's let it leave the conscious mind right now.
I was gonna throw up one of the clips that you posted. Can I throw it up in the episode in this right now, or do you? I mean, it's on Instagram. It's on your Instagram.
Yeah, is it the most recent one?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, that one's good because it is.
Okay, all right. Well, then, you guys, make sure you stay up to date with Hutch's Instagram as well as the Spidey Cinema Club on YouTube to get the latest info on everything The Family Code. But for now, enjoy this clip.
You look good. You been working on your figure?
Maybe. You like what you see?
Sweetheart, you look incredible. I'm sure you see no shortages of dips.
You're too cute.
Hey, Dom, why don't we get a nice breakfast at the table?
Jim, you know I don't drink on business.
You're not getting a bottle of Chianti because of this guy? Nah, more for me. Bring the bottle.
Okay, one bottle of Chianti coming right up. Wait, how old are you?
Not only is she beautiful, she's a comedian too. Bring the bottle.
Hey, how much longer on the food, Sugar Lips?
It should be coming up pretty soon.
Perfect. Here, lay it on me. Right there. Thank you. Actually, since you've been working so hard, I brought you a little gift. You know, you keep that. It's for you.
All right, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Oh. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than Revenge_City_Cosplay. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about, let me put my ring on. Ding, now. Ooh, look at this, man. It is a Red Lantern. Dude, I don't know if I've never seen a Red Lantern cosplay. I'm sure that I've seen one before, but right now I'm not remembering it right now, but I know that I've never featured a Red Lantern cosplay on this podcast before ever. So this is absolutely awesome, man. This thing is so well done. It blew my mind, dude. You've got the hood going on there with the cape flowing in the background, and the cape is massively totally battle-worn. There's holes in it and everything. It's not a perfect, you know, perfectly straight cape and all that. It's ripped up. There's holes. It's torn. It's all kind. It's absolutely amazing, dude. Your eyes, it looks like you've got blood. You know, you got the face paint going around the eyes, the red face paint going around the eyes with it dripping down. But hey, I don't know, man. That could even be blood because it looks like you got blood dripping from your mouth as well. So perfect, dude. You're flying up in the air. You got the stance down with the red lanterns. You got the ring going on one hand. It's perfectly done, dude. Absolutely perfectly done. And I do want to throw up another photo, so I'm throwing that up right about now. And this one has got you standing. And you still got the cape and everything, so it looks like the cape wasn't CGI. That was one of my questions. You know, was it CGI? Was it implemented later? Was it Photoshop? Was it any of that? But it looks like it could be legit right there, physical on you with the hood, the cape going down. You can see it in the background again. You got the ring. You can see it perfectly because your fist is like this. Absolutely amazing, dude, holding the actual lantern. I mean, this thing is phenomenal, dude. You're doing Red Lanterns justice, dude. And this was from the Lantern Corps meetup with at that squad on Instagram, and it was a lot of fun, says the photographer, whose name that I'm not quite sure, man. Is it Brian T. Cox Photography? Or is it Bryant Cox Photography? I have no idea, man. So I'm just going to say both, dude. It could be both, man. But exactly how I'm saying it, though, is exactly how you can find it on Instagram, spelled exactly how it sounds. And there's a bunch of cosplayers. If you go to Brian or Bryant's, if you go to the photographer, there we go. Do it strategically there. If you go to the photographer's account, you can see all the other different lanterns. There's all kinds of different lanterns up there. They did a really cool Lantern Corps meetup. It's absolutely amazing, dude. So this is great, dude. Absolutely amazing photography. And just because we were talking about both DC and Marvel, I want to throw up a third shot real quick, and I'm throwing it up now, and it's of his Thor Ragnarok, which is fitting of the times, being that a Thor movie just came out. There's also Hela in the background, and that is done by Joe Colton Cosplay, spelled exactly how it sounds. The photo was by Chicago Con Pics, spelled exactly how it sounds. The Thor armor was made from TNT Cosplay Supply, and Hela silicone is made from Smooth On. I believe it's Smooth On. All of them are on Instagram. Absolutely dope, dude. You make a great Thor. You make a great Hela Joe Colton cosplay as well. I'm loving this, man. Dude, Revenge City Cosplay, you have awesome cosplays. You guys, make sure that you go check out Revenge_City_Cosplay on Instagram, because he's got absolutely dope cosplays ranging from DC to Marvel and all kinds of stuff in between. But I want to leave this with your Red Lantern one, so I'll throw that back up on the screen. Your Red Lantern is phenomenal, dude. I really dig the Red Lanterns. My favorite Red Lantern is Atrocitus. I play him a lot in the Injustice game. Oh my God, Atrocitus. I think we need Atrocitus in DC on film for sure, in some way, shape, or form. I know they're making a Green Lanterns series. Did you hear about that, Hutch? They're making a Green Lantern
no.
series.
No,
yeah,
they're,
yeah. Like, I don't know where. I guess probably going to HBO Max. Probably, obviously, because DC, HBO, all that, Warner Bros. They're making a Green Lantern series. So I'm hoping that at some point in time, we get some Red Lanterns on the Green Lantern series, and we get my favorite Red Lantern, Atrocitus. He's beastly. He's big. He's amazing. He's just, dude, gory, awesome.
That's what the girls say about me. He's beastly. He's big. He's amazing.
Exactly, man. So, Revenge City Cosplay, your Red Lantern and Thor cosplay of the week for me and Hutch is amazing. Absolutely dope, man. So Hutch, while we are gonna round it out and get ready to get out of here, man, I do want to say that you are an AAU or AAU, I'm not certain how it is pronounced, gold medalist, dude. You won first place in the Novice Classic bodybuilding competition. You won third place in the Open, dude. I mean, what the hell, man? You know what I mean? Can you save some accomplishments for other people, bro? You know what I mean?
Thank you,
the cosplay,
thank you so
the
much.
Film work, the writing, the directing, the acting, the bodybuilding. Absolutely dope, man. Congratulations on that. When exactly
you,
did
man.
That take place? How long ago was that?
That was October 2021. It's so cool.
Nice,
because actually,
bro.
Actually, what was really cool about that moment in my life is that was right when I was shooting Suit Up. So I was in the best shape I've ever been, because I had cut sugar out. I don't plan on competing professionally. But at this time, I was just like, you know what? A lot of people were asking me if I did compete. So I was like, I must be at a good spot in my life where people mistake me for a competitor.
Yeah, they're
so
asking for a
reason.
Why
not try it? Why not try it? So I did.
Right.
But what was really cool is that, like, yes, I got the trophies or whatever, but it was like that bled into my performance as Spider-Man because I was in the best shape of my life, cut sugar out. My abs were really defined. I was really cut. So yeah, it was cool. It was like everything happened the way it should have.
Hell yeah, man. Congratulations on that. That's dope. It seems like you got a lot of things that have just been happening for you in the last year alone, man. You know, a lot of accomplishments, a lot of awesome stuff. And you're also a musician, man. You rap and everything too. And you got bars, bro. You know, you got bars, bro. And I also saw, dude, the pictures of you in the Spider-Man cosplay rapping. What was that, dude? Was that like, were you for real doing that?
Yeah.
That was happening?
That was happening.
Oh,
no, that
shit.
Was really cool because, there's this really like huge music community out here in Vegas. And this guy named Blake Wisner, he created this thing called Last Friday, which started off at his house. And now we have like, we average on like 300 people at each event now. And
nice.
It's insane.
Hell yeah.
It happens every last Friday of every month.
Hell
and
yeah.
And so that was the last Friday of, I think, May. It may have been May. And they know me as Hutch. Everybody loves me there. I always get great response from the crowd. So this night, you know, only a couple guys know me as Spider-Man because I keep my Spider-Man stuff separated.
Right.
So on this night, I was just like, what if I show up? And I, bro, it was cool. It was cool. Like it felt like I was acting. It felt like method acting because I didn't tell anybody. I showed up in like my gym outfit. Like I had a little stringer tank top, some shorts, and some and just a little cool casual fit. And I had my backpack on, and nobody asked me what was in the backpack, so it was perfect. I had my backpack on, but I had the suit in. It was like I was really Peter Parker. I had the suit in,
nice
whole suit, mask, everything, all
that's
in the backpack,
dope.
The same backpack that you see in Suit Up. So it's
cool.
Yeah. And so nobody asked me what's in the backpack, and I'm just like, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sign up as Arachnid Homo Sapien. I'm gonna make it real scientific. So the average person wouldn't put that together. They would be like, what? And so I signed because there's signups. Sorry, that was what I missed. There's signups for last Friday because it's like an open mic. So I signed up as Arachnid Homo Sapien. And everybody kept asking me, are you performing tonight? And I was like, nah. And it was funny because I was like, I'm not performing. I would say that. I'm not performing.
Strategically,
Before it was time for me to go up, I hurried up to the bathroom in the Peter Parker fashion, changed into the Spider-Man suit, and came down. And it took a while for people to notice. Like, I got on stage, and it was kind of quiet. And then one person went, that's Spider-Man. And then I just went in, bro. And everybody was like,
that's dope, dude. Yeah. That's dope as hell, man. Are you working on any new music right now? Like, because I knew you're working on a lot of stuff, man. From the film to the cosplay stuff, you everything. Are you working on new music too?
Man, I was actually writing a song today. I was adding a couple bars to it. It's not finished yet, but yeah, just loosely. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have any like concrete projects that I'm working on right now. But I've just been, you know, kind of just fiddling around and seeing what I could come up with.
From your cosplay to the acting, to the writing, to the directing. I mean, you also do some editing too, for the people that didn't know. You know what I mean? You also do some editing to the bodybuilding stuff, to the music, and just everything in between. I mean, what is next for Hutch Wordsworth, man?
What's next is dropping the Family Code. I have to say that because that's been like my primary focus right now.
Right.
And then I think I'm ready to dip my foot back in music. I took a long break from music to focus on filming and, you know, filmmaking and acting and directing and everything. Cause that takes a lot of time and I want to be all the way in.
Right.
But now that I've got this wrapped up, the Family Code, we've shot everything we needed to for it. I just got to edit it, put it out. After that project, I'll start setting things up to shoot my next Spider-Man short film, but I'll probably drop some songs in between and just show some love there. Actually, since you asked, I want to give you some bars real quick. The song I was writing, it goes, I see the nuanced details. I sleep well because the clothes drip like seashells. No retail. This is straight out the factory, kid. I blow minds like Assassin's Kennedy did. A mad activist, game time. He's mad pacifist. They bred savages. World looking like ash cannabis. And I'm ash catching with the way I catch bees. I forgot the next part.
Killing it though, bro. Hell yeah, man. Bro, that's awesome, dude. I'm so stoked, man. You are an awesome dude, bro. You got a lot going on for you, man. And I mean it, like, for real. I really do. Before we get out of here, the floor is yours to say whatever you want to say. Shout out whoever you want. want to shout out, if you have any, plug whatever you want to plug. I mean, just the spotlight is yours for however long you want. Say what you got to say before we get out of here, man.
First, shout out to you, bro, because like,
thank you, man.
This is the best interview I've ever had. I've had a couple interviews, you know, thank as you, a rapper, man. And mm-hmm. they were always very like just typical and really yeah. bad questions and just super mm-hmm. superficial. And I really appreciate the in-depth questions you asked and really giving me the space to kind of say what's on my mind. And, you know, I can tell you, for I sure, listen man. To your interviewees too. So really,
thank you, man. I
shout out
that.
To you for just being fantastic and phenomenal. And I love seeing what you're doing. And hold on, I just want to give you the floor real quick. Cause like, bro, your acting is phenomenal. Like when I watch
thank you,
act,
man. Thank
I'm
you,
like
man.
Invested and I, bro, I don't, there's a lot of people who like to say really nice things to just get in good with people. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know,
nah,
like,
nah,
I really
same.
Say
yeah.
what I mean. And I, when yeah. I see you acting, I'm like, this guy's got it. Like I, if you live
thank
down
you,
here,
bro.
I would put you in a film real fast. Because
bro, I'm only 4 hours away.
You're great.
It ain't nothing to me, man. It ain't nothing to me. I'm
bro,
used to driving
nah,
all the time, bro. I'm only 4 hours away.
Film, bro.
Bro, let's yeah. make it happen, brother. Let's make it happen. Same thing with you, man. I thought the same thing too, because I'm being genuine right now. So people are getting like honest just back and forth between us right now. Like I thought yeah. the same thing. I was like, man, I got so many like different skit ideas. And I just linked up with another podcaster who happens to live out in Riverside. If you happen to know where that's at, it's only like yeah. Mm-hmm. like 30 minutes away from me at most, you know what I mean? And he wants to link up, do stuff, and he, you know, reached out to me as well, and I reached back out to him, and it's mutual and we want to work
right,
on stuff
right.
both podcast stuff, skits as well. I got a couple people that I met that I know out in LA that are streamers, and one guy that's going to LA film school, so he's working on projects for school.
Beautiful.
And he's just like, I just want to connect with people and make stuff, and I don't have a lot of people in my area that like do stuff like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I don't know a lot of people. I don't hang out with a lot of people here.
Yeah.
Everybody I know that come on the pod or do skits or involved in acting or music or anything, well, I mean, I know some people in music from my past, but now presently they're all like in New York, Texas, Florida, you know, Vegas with you and stuff like that. And I'm always thinking like, man, I wish all these people
right.
were here, and you were one
right.
that I was thinking about, man, when I saw your
thank
stuff
you,
you know, as
thank
I looked
you.
More into your stuff after I featured you as a cosplay of the week, you were one of the people that I looked at too, and I was like, oh man, like I wish we were closer, man, like we could make some dope
surely,
shit, you know what I mean?
Like you said, we're only 4 hours away, so
it's
like,
only
we
4 hours
make something happen.
It's only a little
also,
bit of coordination, man.
Right. I also want to thank you, man, for giving me the spotlight, bro, because like we live in an age where people are always judging each other on how many followers they have and how much clout
man.
They have. And everybody's trying to get something from me, from the other person. No one wants to genuinely connect. And I've met a lot of people that I deemed really great, you know, on social media, like other creators. And when I met them, they put up this wall because they're like, I'm known and you're not, I'm better than you. And it's just like,
I hate that.
And
I gotta
see
tell
that
you.
And I love that. Like, you've shown me love without me being like some super viral content
thank
creator
you, man.
Or anything. Like,
yeah.
you see
well,
the quality.
Thank you
of the
for
work.
Saying that,
yeah.
like, about me is what I mean. You know what
yeah.
I mean? But I look at it like it's just what you said. That shit, it doesn't matter when it's a good person. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm
yeah.
here. Everybody that I have on the podcast, everybody that I interact with them because I genuinely enjoy what they're doing. If I don't know them yet, you know what I mean? I genuinely enjoy what they're doing, whatever it may be. And I have them on because I feel like they're cool people. And like I said, I enjoy what they're doing. So I want to have them on and talk about it. One, because
yeah.
I give a shit. I want to talk about it. I'm interested in it. And then also because I'm not the biggest podcast in the world, I'm not the best podcast in the world or anything, but I'm doing what I do and I enjoy it. And if
right.
I have whatever I may have, you know, whether it's bigger than someone or not bigger than someone else, like then the guest that's on, if I can just do whatever I can to give spotlight to somebody else with what they're doing because I believe in what they're doing, and if it resonates
right.
with the people that tune into what I've got going on and then they gain from it, man, we're all loving it, we're all moving up, bro.
And I think people forget that like Rome wasn't built in a day. Communities
exactly.
are built. Like
exactly.
you have to be willing to get your hands
mm-hmm.
dirty with the people around you before
yeah.
anything great can happen. And people, you can't always just leech onto whatever's actually moving and getting big numbers. Like that's lame. Like always saying, like,
yeah.
Oh, well, these people are popular, so let's like gravitate to them. No, like create something from
yeah.
the ground up, you know, like there's nothing wrong with doing that. Like I said,
yeah.
Rome
exactly.
wasn't built in a day. And it's like,
exactly.
people are always like, oh, come to my party. And then when you get a response, it's like, oh, who's going to be there? It's like,
exactly.
Well, why does that matter? Like,
yeah.
Little do you know, if you come and you tell your friends to come and then they tell their friends to come, a lot of people could be here. But if you're looking at it like,
yes.
well, who's going to be there? Well, then
yeah.
you're making the experience not as great as it could be already because right. you're thinking you can't bring value. But if right. everybody's bringing value, then we have more.
Yeah, right.
It's just right. crazy. It's
exactly. Like and I think with the, I'm not tooting my own horn. I don't mean it in this way in any sort of way, but I think the difference with me too is that, I don't have, like I said, I don't have like a lot of friends where I live. So this podcast has given me an opportunity to meet really dope people on top of it.
Wow.
So that is like a small personal part of it for me. And that's why I said it.
I love that.
I didn't want to say it at first and make it, it starts to sound like something that I'm going to toot my own horn, but it's not about that. It's just a sidebar personal thing on the side for me that when I started this, that I, yeah. And that I kind of wasn't expecting, you know what I mean? And then as right. I started doing it more, I'm like, man, I'm meeting like really dope people. You know what I mean? And I don't have very many physical friends in my area. You know, I know a lot of other people, like I said, in different states and everything. So I don't have a lot of friends here. So the next best thing is even if they're not here, is I'm making connections with people that, you know, could hopefully be long lasting, and I'm building, you know, quote unquote friendships with people. And that's just cool for me, man. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to get all sappy or anything. I'm not going to start crying, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's dope, man.
Yeah. And because of you, I've taken an active interest in podcasts, you know, cause like,
I wasn't somebody
who was interested in podcasts before you came along. Like I've watched like snippets of like the Joe Rogan one or like, you know, little stuff on the internet. But like you're the first like independent creator making a podcast that I've actually tuned into and enjoyed it. Like I've always like liked, you're very what's the word I'm looking for? But you have a very bright personality, very upbeat, and like brought a smile to my face. I'm like, this guy's enjoying himself, and you'd make me laugh multiple times. I'm like, this dude, he's old one.
Thank you, man.
But to give shout outs, I want to give a shout out to my boy Spidey. It's funny. His name is Kyle, but he goes by Spidey Beats on Instagram. Crazy that we linked up. He made the beat to my song Run It Up. So that's Spider-Man and Spidey on one song.
Nice. Yeah.
Spidey plays Billy in the movie, in the short film, The Family Code. I want to give a shout out to my boy Josh. He plays Gianni, my right hand man in The Family Code. I want to give a shout out to Miller, the cinematographer, his wife, Becca, who ended up operating the boom mic for the film. Nice. So I want to give a shout out to that whole crew. I want to give a shout out to Kayla, who plays Andrea, and just everybody who's been rocking with me, all my fans on my spectacular Spider-Man cosplay page. I appreciate all you guys for all the love and how you've embraced me. I can't think of any cosplay names right now, and I hate that, but you guys know
the
who you
RPC
are.
Studio. The RPC Studio did your suit. Shout out to them. Yes. I've mentioned them several times in different cosplays of the week. Awesome. I love your shoot. I love your suit, man. I love your suit, dude. It's awesome, dude. So shout out to them for a job well done as well, you know?
And thank you again, man. This podcast has been amazing. I can't wait to watch this back.
Oh, thank you, man. Awesome, dude. I thank you for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, please go follow Hutch Wordsworth on Instagram at spectacular with two R's dot Spider-Man, as well as, you want me to plug your other one or no?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, as well as on Instagram, secretly.peterparker, both of his Instagrams. Please subscribe on YouTube to the Spidey Cinema Club and make sure you watch Suit Up and everything else that he's got going on, man. I thank you for coming, dude. It has been absolutely awesome. And to everybody tuning in right now, I thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/Side Project Podcast. When you go down, hit that big red button that says subscribe, and he goes, ooh, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for watching on Spotify, as well as videos are available on Spotify, as well as listening on Apple and Google and all those things that you listen on when you go down and you rate and you review and do all the things you do. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me at IGHateschazzy on Instagram. And everything else you need to find me at is right up on the screen right about now. Ooh. And if you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. And remember, it's Project with a K. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. Thank you so much.